It is time to go beyond the playbook. We have to. We're required to do so. And with us this morning, Matt Sabuda. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, if you say so.
Okay. Matt, okay, it was bad yesterday, to say the least. The Bills blown out by the Saints, 47-10. What happened?
Wow. Yeah, I genuinely feel bad having to do this segment. More often than not, win or lose, you know, at least there's a chance for some kind of a balance assessment, mix of good and bad. But yesterday, it really kind of broke that mold. It was bad. It was all bad. In the words of John Mellencamp, the walls came tumbling down. On Friday, I suggested that this game could determine if a good Bills team this year was more mirage or reality. Certainly, it looks like we have the answer. Mm-hmm. The Bills were actually 3.5-point underdogs by odds makers, and it turned out that they could have been 35-point underdogs, and they still wouldn't have covered the spread. The Bills' 37-point loss was their largest margin of defeat since 2012 and their worst home loss in a decade. The Bills, they couldn't force a single Saints punt throughout the entire game. The defense allowed 2 100-yard rushers and 6 touchdowns, which is the most they've allowed in a single game in franchise history. Now, the offense, just as bad, managing 5 first downs in the entire game, their worst output in 46 years. And despite any bravado by Tyrod Taylor of being up to the challenge of a shootout with Drew Brees, he was awful. In fact, had his worst game of his NFL career. He went 9 of 18 passing for 56 yards. 56 yards! I really feel like George Plimpton in his Paper Lion days could have done better. And yes, I know, ridiculously obscure reference, but yeah, exactly. To cap off the ridiculousness, too, a naked guy even stormed the field to do a dance and score an imaginary touchdown. Yesterday, it was truly the theater of the absurd all the way around.
Oh,
the best I could put it, I guess.
That is absolutely a great way of putting it, for sure. But now we have to get back to moving forward. What can Bills fans take away from yesterday?
Well, yesterday was kind of what we expected from the Bills as the season began. After 2 straight blowouts in which they've been outscored by a combined 50 points, it's hard to see this game being an aberration. So it takes us back to the long-term drawing board plan. Some may say that's an overreaction to a couple of games, and the Bills still have a good shot at the playoffs, and they'd actually be right. But does anyone think the team they saw yesterday is on a path to compete for a championship? And I bring this up because, as I've said it before, that's what it's all about. Could this team rattle off enough wins to break their playoff drought? Sure. But I guess then what? And it's the then what part that I think yesterday illuminated most. They have a solid core of young players, but even if they get lucky, still have a ways to go. And over the last 2 weeks, looks like the Bills may have overplayed their hand with the Marcell Dareus trade. The defensive line has been getting absolutely manhandled since his departure. And I point out this specific example because it's reflective of the kind of careful roster surgery that the new administration will have to undertake to strike that right balance. And we thought they were on the right track, but looks like they still have a long way to go.
Oh, well, that's not exactly great news for this Monday morning, but all right, we still have a season to play. Now what's next?
Oof, now what's – that's a really good question. the reality is, like I said, the Bills are 5-4, still firmly in the playoff picture despite yesterday's embarrassment, but they're running out of chances, and the road only gets tougher from here next week. They go across the country to play the L.A. Chargers in what now will be a critical game to determine their future prospects. I said going into this game that bouncing back from the Jets debacle was going to be a major character test for a Bills team trying to break the mold of what has been nearly 2 decades of disappointment, and it's only going to get easier to create another chapter in the Bills' history of disappointment. But there's still time to prove that they're on to something different, even if it is hard. It certainly looks like gut check time. We'll soon find out if the Bills' coaching and personnel have something different to meet this adversity, change course, and save their season from spiraling out of control. And on a promotional note for WBFO, you should join us in the WNED TV studios tonight at 6 p.m. for a free preview of Ralph, WNED's new documentary on the life and legacy of Ralph Wilson. Doors open at 6 p.m. Screening takes place at 6:30, followed by a discussion with Bills Hall of Famer Thurman Thomas and Buffalo News sports writer Vic Carucci. You can register at WNED.org to reserve your seat. I'll be there, so stop by and say hello.
And I've seen a little bit of the film so far, and I can tell you, It harkens back to much better days than we had yesterday.
Well, we could all use that then, so everyone come by.
Matt Sabuda, thanks for going beyond the playbook.
And thank you, Jay.